When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Aaron Sagers, and this is Talking Strange.
Hey there, spooky nerds. Welcome to Talking Strange, the paranormal pop culture show. I'm your host, journalist, author, and researcher of weird things, Aaron Sagers, also from 28 Days Haunted on Netflix, and Paranormal Caught on Camera on Travel Channel, Discovery Plus, and the Max streaming service. And we're actually filming our 7th season of Caught on Camera, so keep an eye out for that one. So normally we have guests on the show, and I conduct interviews talking about all sorts of spooky and strange stuff. But today I wanted to take a break from the interviews to share a couple listener-submitted stories. Now, how did they do that? They submitted those stories to TalkingStrange at denofgeek.com, and you can do that as well. You can send me your story, give me as many details as you can about the story, or if you prefer, you can read it yourself, record it, and send it in. Anyhow, let's dive in, because the first one comes from Carly, and it is titled Civil War Ghost. I grew up in Virginia with a dad who is a Civil War history buff. And as a child, my summers consisted of visiting Civil War battlefields in Virginia and the surrounding states. I was probably in middle school when this experience happened. We were staying at a campground near Appomattox, Virginia. For those of you who don't know, this is where the surrender of the Civil War happened. My parents, sister, cousin, and I were all on this trip. We had toured Appomattox that day and were leaving the campground the following day. It was 10 p.m. and my mom, sister, cousin, and I decided to go to the bathhouse one last time that night. There were two different ways to get to the bathhouse from where our campsite was located. My sister and cousin decided to go one way, and my mom and I decided to go the other. My mom and I did not take a flashlight because the moon was very bright. In retrospect, we should have brought one. About halfway down the hill, we were having a very difficult time seeing where we were going. We ended up, somehow, getting into a vacant campsite. I was about ready to tell my mom this when a dreamlike state came over me. I had no control over my body. I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. Something was forcing me to look straight ahead. What I was looking at was a Civil War soldier who came out of the woods on one side of the road. He quickly walked to the middle of the road, crouched down, pointed his gun at me, and looked right at me for a few seconds. He then got up, proceeded to disappear off the other side of the road. Once he disappeared, that dreamlike state went away. I picked up on the conversation with my mom like nothing happened. I remember telling her that I thought we were in a campsite and needed to get back on the road. We completed our walk to the bathhouse and met my cousin and sister there. We all walked back up to our tent. I did not say anything about what I saw or felt to anyone. I was still trying to process what had happened. We went to sleep that night. Well, they did. I did not. And we got up and packed. We left the campground. And my mom asked me if I saw that man last night. I asked her what she saw, and she described the exact same thing I did. She had the same feeling come over her. We can both describe that soldier in great detail. I don't know what we experienced. We have talked about this several times and have thrown out a time slip, or was it just a ghost? I have never been back to that campground, and I never will. And again, that story was from Carly in Virginia. Thank you, Carly. Thanks for submitting that. I would like to hear more detail about this specter that you spotted. What did they look like? What was the facial characteristics of them? Were they a Union or Confederate soldier? I'd love to hear more. Now, I have a father who is likewise a Civil War history buff, and much of my childhood was spent visiting Civil War sites, and through this job as a spooky nerd, I have been to Gettysburg many times and been to some of those locations. Appomattox, I don't believe I have been there, but what I do recall, and I'm not the history Civil War history buff here, but what I do recall is that's where Lee surrendered to Grant, and I remember the story of Lee kind of gathering his men around at a campsite near the courthouse there, where he told them he was going to surrender. And I think that was during Easter season as well, so kind of relevant for the time that I am recording this anyhow, which is about a week into the Easter season, the Lenten season. So yeah, that's an interesting story. I the other thing I want to add about this is that I'm a little bit jealous. I mean, look, I've had a lot of cool experiences. I've been fortunate to go to many haunted locations. I've had some very strange experiences as a result of looking for this stuff so much. But I haven't had a really notable, really cool Civil War ghost story. I know so many people who have gone to Gettysburg, gone to these battlefield locations and seen soldiers, the apparitions of soldiers in uniform. I never had that. Now, granted, there's a lot of tragedy, a lot of bloodshed, a lot of terrible things associated with that, and I'm not being flippant, but I am a little bit envious because I haven't had that Civil War ghost story. But obviously, the Civil War itself is so, historically, it's very clearly a relevant and important part of our nation's history, and the lessons learned from that, I feel like we need to constantly be reminding ourselves of, and from the paranormal standpoint, really helped launch and popularize the spiritualism movement right here because of so much death and bloodshed and people dying far from home. So, Carly, thank you for that story. I appreciate you sharing that with us. And the next one, next story, listener-submitted story, comes from Colleen in Florida. And it is titled, The Salt People. Hi, Aaron. I meant to give you this story when I saw you in Mackinac Island last fall, but I was so busy having fun, I forgot. I know most of your listener submissions are ghosty or spooky. Mine is more low-key strangeness. As an aside here, this is Aaron talking, not Colleen's story. I love it. I'm already on board. Low-key strangeness? Give it to me. It doesn't always have to be ghosty or spooky. Okay, back to Colleen. Make of it what you will, but every word is exactly what we experienced. I hope my fellow weirdos enjoy it. Thanks for the fun podcast, and I hope to see you at more weirdo gatherings in the future. A story has a beginning, middle, and an end. So this is less a story and more a bizarre experience. It happened about 10 years ago in Jackson, Wyoming. I was on vacation with my husband and two daughters, who were about 10 and 12 at the time. We went to one of those campy dinner theater shows where you eat some pretty terrible food, grab a drink, and file into a small theater to watch an upbeat cowboy musical. I forget the name of our show, but it was along the lines of Annie, Get Your Gun or something. It's not important. What we saw during the dinner before the show, that's what had us a little bit freaked out to this day. The dining room was an old-timey saloon with tables set close together. The waitstaff did their best to make us feel like we had stepped back in time and that Billy the Kid might come walking in at any minute. The room was noisy, filled with families on vacation chatting away. Except for this one group sitting next to us. They did not speak, not a word. I suppose they must have spoken to their waiter to order their food, but other than that, They sat in silence. There were five of them, and we think they were related, but we're not sure. I could not tell how old they were, but they seemed around the same age. Two of them were a couple, I think, because they held hands. They all had dark brown or black hair, very pale skin, were all quite thin. I don't know, I'd almost say they were a group of goth friends, but their clothing was nondescript, forgettable. To us, they stood out, yet no one else in the room seemed to notice them. My husband and I kept catching ourselves watching them and had to keep turning back to our own table. Halfway through the meal, my younger daughter whispered to me, "Mom, those people are weird." My kids had noticed, which is not typical of kids surrounded by a singing, dancing waitstaff in an old-timey saloon. It caught me off guard. It meant this table really was odd, and I wasn't the only one to think so. Remember how I said they sat in silence? Well, they also seemed to be communicating. I'm not kidding. They smiled at each other and occasionally nodded their heads as if speaking telepathically. Now, I am a complete skeptic, so I don't believe in telepathy, but I was seriously questioning my worldview at this moment. Then things got really weird. All four of us were obsessed with stealing glances at the table of strangeness when we noticed something. They were putting a lot of salt on their food. I mean, a lot. I mean, at one point, one guy unscrewed the top of the salt shaker and poured out about a teaspoon of salt on his food. And it wasn't just him. They were all doing it. They'd shake a ton of salt on a single piece of steak or chicken, eat it, and then salt the next piece. They did this over and over to the point that my own mouth was getting dry just watching them. We knew we were being too obvious, but it was so hard to look away. At one point, the guy half of the couple, or whatever it was, picked up the shaker and salted his girlfriend's food for her. It looked like a loving act, but in the weirdest way. She'd look at him lovingly over the gesture, but again, no words were spoken. Who puts salt on someone else's food? This went on the entire meal. Shake some salt, take a bite. Shake some more salt, take another bite. All the way to dessert, which we noticed they declined. I guess sugar wasn't their thing. Anyhow, by the end of the meal, my husband and I found ourselves discussing possible health conditions that might cause a person to be salt deficient or cause salt cravings. All we could come up with was severe dehydration or Addison's disease. But what would be the odds that all five of these people were ill? No, this was something else. This was a completely bizarre group of people who were communicating in silence and downing salt like it was keeping them alive. That's when our conversation shifted to something so strange and, frankly, uncomfortable. My 10-year-old said the words, "I was thinking. What if they're aliens?" I would have normally laughed at this, but my husband looked at me like, "Yeah, what if?" I had no response. I had never seen an alien, nor has it ever been a topic on my radar, but I was honestly thinking this was not out of the realm of possibility. What if these people really were eating so much salt to stay alive? I don't know. It sounds crazy. I wouldn't believe this accounting myself. As I said, I'm a skeptic. I don't think about aliens. Besides, aliens are little green men, right? I don't know anymore. When the meal was finished, we all went into the theater for the cowboy musical. Everyone was excited for the old-timey cowboy review. Everyone except the people that sat next to us at dinner. They were gone. They paid for a rather expensive night of entertainment, but they skipped the entertainment. Were they honestly just there for the terrible food? 10 years later, my family and I still talk about the bizarre people who may or may not have been from another planet. And it still freaks us out a bit. Those silent, pale, thin, and very strange beings we encountered that night in the Wyoming desert. We call them the Salt People. Ooh, I like that one. I like it. It's so weird. And Colleen, thank you for sending that in. And it was great meeting you at Mackinac Island at that Strange Escapes event run by Amy Bruni of Kindred Spirits. So I have a lot of thoughts about this because I do love my ghost stories. I love the Sasquatch, Bigfoot, your classic UFO stories. But these kinds of things are very much, this is like an exciting one because I think there are a lot of strange people, strange encounters with strange people out there in the world that don't quite fit the paradigm. They just sort of seem to fit within the other category of existence. So who knows? Maybe these were interdimensional visitors. Maybe they were wearing human suits. Maybe they were aliens. I don't know. What do you guys out there think? Have you ever had an experience like this with someone just so peculiar and strange that you just don't think, despite looking human, that maybe they're not human after all? I want to hear about your stories. And I want to hear about all of your stories. Because remember, if you have tales of the strange and unusual, I might read them on a future episode of Talking Strange. Or you can record them and send them in myself and I'll try to play it. All you have to do is email talkingstrange@denofgeek.com because there are so many stories of the abnormal, paranormal, weirdly true, and truly weird. Because whether it's ghosts, aliens, monsters, monstrous humans, there's something strange in your neighborhood. Okay, folks, I know this was a shorter episode of Talking Strange. We'll be back to our full-length eps next week with some guests. But in the meantime, I appreciate you listening, and I'm Aaron Sagers, and this has been Talking Strange. And remember, be kind, stay spooky, and keep it weird.
Talking Strange is a part of the Den of Geek Network, available wherever you listen to other podcasts. If you like what we're doing, share Talking Strange with your friends and fellow spooky nerds. And please, subscribe, rate, and leave a nice review. If you have a strange or paranormal story you would like to share with us, please email talkingstrange@denofgeek.com for a chance to have it read on a future episode. For video episodes of Talking Strange, check out twitch.tv/denofgeektv and youtube.com/denofgeekus. And please follow @talkstrangepod on Twitter and @AaronSagers on Twitter, Instagram, and Patreon for more paranormal pop culture content.